Basil's Night Out. One night, Basil the cat decided to sneak out before the cat flap was locked. He'd never been out at night before. "Yippee," he said, "time for an adventure." Basil was very excited. He prowled along, looking at his reflection in windows. He turned down a narrow street. It was very dark and a bit scary, but Basil wasn't frightened. He jumped onto a rubbish bin. "Yum," he thought, "something smells delicious." Suddenly, there was a loud groaning noise, and a huge claw grabbed the bin. "Yow! A monster!" yelled Basil. "It was going to eat me," he thought, shaking with fright. Basil ran for his life. He wanted to get as far away from the monster as he could. But just when he thought he was safe, he heard a hissing, swishing noise. It was another monster. It had twirling, hairy feet. "Oh no!" yelled Basil. Swish! The monster knocked him flying. Basil got to his feet and started running again. He came to a tall fence. "I'll be safe on the other side," he thought. Basil scrambled to the top of the fence and jumped right onto a big pile of junk. He landed on top of an old computer, and it tipped over with a crash. "Yow!" yelled Basil. Then a dog started barking. "Ruff, ruff, ruff!" "Yikes!" yelled Basil, and he started racing towards a wire fence. The dog jumped up against the fence just as Basil reached the top. The fence started shaking. Basil lost his balance. Plop! He fell off. When Basil landed, he was staring straight into the dog's face. Basil was so scared that he didn't notice the wire between them. He started running again, and he didn't look back. Basil didn't stop running until he got to the park. It was peaceful. It was quiet. Phew. No monsters or dogs here, he thought, and he sat down to get his breath back. Whoosh! Suddenly, there was water everywhere. Basil hated water, and now he was soaking wet. He climbed a tree to get away from the sprinklers. Big black creatures flapped their wings. "Oh no!" cried Basil. "Bats!" He almost let go of the branch as the bats flew around him. By now, Basil was exhausted. "I wish I'd stayed at home," he thought sadly. Then he shut his eyes, and Sue was fast asleep. When Basil woke up, it was morning. The sprinklers had stopped, and the sun was shining. Slowly, he climbed down from the tree. He was stiff and sore, and his fur was filthy. He ran home as fast as he could. His owner was glad to see him, and Basil was very glad to be home. "I'll never go out at night again," he thought.